USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump took to Twitter to say that virtual learning has proven to be terrible compared to in-person on-campus learning. The president continues that schools should open in the fall, and according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, schools do need to open, and it's the best thing to do.
The broad goal is the president wants schools to open. It's essential for the kids' education, number one. You're only going to lose a year, for heaven's sakes. There's really no substitute for in-person schooling. I think all the experts agree with that. And also, look, the parents, what are they going to do?
The Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia has put on hold its decision to order a lower court to accept the dismissal of the case against former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. The court also ordered Flynn to respond to a request for a rehearing. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
President Trump is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of plagiarizing him with his new Buy American economic plan.
He plagiarized from me, but he can never pull it off. He likes plagiarizing. It's a plan that is very radical left, but he said the right things because he's copying what I've done.
The president speaking there before heading off to Florida. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is urging residents to stay home amid heavy rainfall and strong winds brought on by Tropical Storm Fay.
Today is going to be a washout, and I think into the early hours of tomorrow. So let's all just stay in and have some storm-induced social distancing.
The storm is expected to batter the East Coast all weekend. In fact, the White House says President Trump's campaign rally set in New Hampshire for Saturday will be delayed by a week or two due to that storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Ivy League announced it will not hold any fall sports competition, making it the first Division I conference to shut down athletics due to the coronavirus pandemic. The league says no sports will be played until after January 1st, 2021. Paul DeTuro is a breathing performance specialist. I had a chance to catch up with him, and we discussed the coronavirus pandemic and things moving forward.
I think what is important to remember, in a pandemic like this, we eventually are all going to get it. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And the precautions that we're taking are just to slow down so we don't all get it at once and overload the medical system. So I think people should get out of the mindset that they need to do everything they can in order to protect themselves, because that's a very selfish mindset and it's the wrong one. We should be in the mindset of what can we do to protect each other. And so whether or not I have the virus, I could get tested and so that I have it, I could not get tested and not know for sure. Either way, I should be wearing my mask, because if I am asymptomatic and I don't feel sick, I still have the potential to pass the virus on. So to me, testing is almost a moot point. It's important for tracking and understand the progression and mutation. Scientifically, it's important. But for an individual, it really shouldn't be changing your behavior. You should be behaving the same whether you're infected or not.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.